When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yeah, good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. My name's Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves.
Hope you're well out there on this special European Championships edition of The Squeak.
The Brexit edition.
Yeah, well, I meant the Euros.
Yeah.
We're conscious that we're missing the French and Republic of Ireland match, so we're watching it in the studio. So yeah. if you just hear a bit of dead air, it's because something's major's happening in the game. Yep. But if you are listening and not watching the match, or ideally doing both, then thanks.
Can you stop talking? I'm watching the football. They've just kicked off.
Yeah, they have just kicked off. Yeah, hope you're well. Hope you've had a good week. Obviously, the like James mentioned there, the big news this week has been the EU referendum, which we sort of expected anyway. I do remember saying a few weeks ago that I'd just be happy on the 24th of June when all of that had gone.
It's not gone, though.
But it hasn't gone. No, it's still here.
It's going to drag on and on and on for every few years.
Everybody on social media has gone from being a football pundit to a politician.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And the vast majority are talking absolute rubbish. It's funny.
To be fair, it's pretty much like it was before we had the referendum.
Yeah.
It's just different rubbish now.
People have gone from talking rubbish about football to talking rubbish about politics.
Yeah. Yeah. So we voted to leave the EU. So that's it now. We can't go to Europe or do anything like that.
Yeah, they should kick us out of this tournament.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's game against Northern Ireland is in doubt because we're not in the Europe anymore.
Ooh, that was... Is that a penalty?
Is that a penalty?
In the first minute?
Can't be. No.
No?
It's not ideal without sound. No, it's a free kick. Is it?
It looks like a penalty to me, that.
France have taken a Republic of Ireland man down in the box, but we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they're trying.
That looks like a penalty to me.
That looks very much like a penalty to me. Ooh, ten stuff.
Oh, it is a penalty. It's a penalty. We'd make rubbish commentators.
Do you know what? We're watching it online, which means that this will be streaming about 30 seconds behind anybody else that's watching it. So if you're listening to us, they'll be like, yes, of course it's a penalty. Shut up now.
Yeah, don't tweet us. That's the only time I'm going to say don't tweet us.
So, chance for Republic of Ireland to take the lead.
Yeah, we'll come back onto the radio in a minute. Hold on. Just talk amongst yourselves. You've already seen it anyway.
This was a bad idea, wasn't it?
Because yeah.
This is...
We should just carry on. Oh, it's gone in off the post.
Goals always look better when they go in off the post or the bar.
Alan Shearer always used to score off the bar or the post, didn't he? He used to scream it in the top corner.
That's it. They always look better.
Mm. Out of the European Union.
Yes.
Things like number plates will have to change.
We're not out.
Well, no, not yet.
We've not even started to go out. And prediction here for you, we're not going to.
Really?
Yeah.
Heard it here. If you're listening, not watching the football.
I think every Conservative candidate for leader is going to be so scared of invoking Article 50 to come out of Europe that they won't do it.
Yeah, Article 50 is the sort of acceleration to leaving the European Union, isn't it?
Because
it's sort of something like, if we don't do anything, it's a five-year exit plan, is it?
No, it's Article 50 is what needs to be invoked. That's basically the exit.
Oh, right, okay. I thought it would just happen, but...
No.
Okay.
No, it won't happen.
So,
that's
Article
my prediction.
50 needs to happen. Nicola Sturgeon said today that Scotland will try and veto the vote. I don't know if that can actually happen, can it?
Potentially, because Scotland are in a really silly position now, because all of their constituencies voted for Remain.
Yeah, Scotland and Northern Ireland voted heavily in favour of Remain, didn't they?
Yeah. Which has left them in a position, which means that they could potentially try and call another independence referendum.
I think they will. Different circumstances, I think they will.
The problem being that even in that case, they might not be able to get into Europe independently.
Oh, why?
Because there's lots of caveats to getting into Europe in the first place, and Scotland wouldn't necessarily meet them straight away if they went independent.
I mean, is the last referendum not one of the big reasons why Nicola Sturgeon ended up becoming First Minister?
Yeah, because it was Alex Salmond beforehand.
Yeah, it's a bit of a similar situation. Yeah. He heavily backed the Scottish independence.
He went from the salmon to the sturgeon. It's fishy politics up there.
Yeah, I hope they're finished with it now.
Oh my God.
That's the scale of the problem.
Yeah. If you think about, right, we could have prompted other European countries to go into like similar kind of referendums. So we could soon have it'll leave.
You are the codfather of these jokes.
You're still on fish.
There's quite a big area with fish, to be honest.
Yeah.
Pick the bones out of that.
Dear.
That's a fairly generic one, but you know, a lot of fishing bones. There's no smoke without fire, though.
Mackerel.
Smoked fish.
Yeah.
Smoke. That was a stretch.
That was a stretch.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens now, because obviously it's not the end of it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Whilst we're talking about Scotland, did you see that Donald Trump landed in Scotland on Friday?
Yeah. Are you talking about the tweet now?
Tweets are brilliant in itself.
Yeah, he loves Scotland. Well, they've fallen out with him, haven't they? Because now he's running for president. They've sort of distanced himself from him. But he's pumped a lot of money in Scotland in the local economy through his golf course and all that.
That's controversial in itself. There's a couple of good documentaries on Netflix about him trying to take over the golf courses in Scotland and how bad it is, and in their opinion. So
allegedly.
Yeah. I've got that in it. He tweeted that Scotland was so happy and joyous, and we're happy to be leaving, which obviously discounted the fact that Scotland had overwhelmingly voted to remain. And then some of the replies were absolutely brilliant. I read a lot of the replies to Donald Trump this morning, and unfortunately I can't repeat a lot of them on air.
I was going to say, yeah, some
but
of them
there,
will be.
There were some very, very imaginative insults thrown his way.
Yeah, he's not... Well, you know, you say he's not well-liked, but he is by a lot of people, an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
Again, it's a bit like the EU. It's divided the country more or less, slapped down the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, virtually. Are we seeing the starts of Brexit now?
Oh, God. Do you know, I hate when they do that. I hate Brexit and
you,
there
you,
wasn't
the,
one for
the
a
man
name,
of every pun.
Yeah, I know, but when you put two words together, that's something that I don't like. Like, you'd be like, no, it wouldn't work for you. You know, like when, I can't think of one.
Couples.
Yeah, when they put
like
couples
Brangelina
together.
And stuff like that.
Awful. Because it used to be, what was it before he cheated on his wife? I don't know if there was one.
Braniston?
Either way, it's awful. I don't like it. Puns, fine. You can deal with puns.
Yeah.
But that, I just like...
It's a form
cringy.
Of a pun, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like it, though. Because we had Brexit, but it didn't work anyway because it was the Leave campaign. So it should have been...
Believe. Believe. See, that's better. Believe in leaving.
Works a bit better, but I still don't like it. Nigel Farage has been criticised, hasn't he? He was asked on Good Morning Britain if he can guarantee that the money's going to go back into the NHS.
Yeah,
of course he can't. He's not even in power. How can he? You know what I mean?
Well,
of course he can't. He can't guarantee anything. Nobody can.
Well, it's funny because that whole scenario was just a bunch of lies. And this really annoys me as someone who works in marketing. That
it's genius, though. It worked.
Well, it annoys me because I work in marketing. If I put out an advert that's got a blatant lie on it, then the Advertising Standards Authority will fine me shed loads of money.
That's the
rightly.
Thing. With propaganda in these sort of campaigns, there's no...
All lies, but no comeback for
them. It's bizarre, really. It is bizarre.
Just the headline figure of £350 million wasn't true.
Yeah.
And it was pointed out as soon as they said it.
And then when they did say it, they said, oh, well, you know, that's including all the rebates and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, It's not accurate then, is it?
Totally misleading. And that's been the problem with this whole campaign. It's been a campaign built on lies on both sides.
Yeah, I was going to say, for both sides. You know, for both sides, there's been a few questionable
There's one of the politicians interviewed after the result saying that politics of fear is now politics of reality. And I think that's quite a good little soundbite. I think it's quite true.
Mm. Anyway, that's it now.
Yeah.
What sort of music have we got for today's show?
We've got some absolutely excellent music today.
Obviously ahead of Tramlines, which is in 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up quick, weeks. Isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Got a bit of Liberty Ship who are playing the Saturday evening. Have they not just recently won the Exposed Award?
Did they? I thought Kong won the best up-and-coming band, didn't they, or something?
Don't know. Might have been them then. I thought it was Liberty Ship. Oh no, you were saying Liberty Ship were in amongst the running, I think.
Yeah, I think they were nominated. But yeah, they're a very, very, very good band. And it got their latest song's a little bit of a pop smasher. But we've also got
Pop Smasher?
Yes. Oh, Pop Pickers.
Marvellous.
Yeah, we've also got a band that played last week on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon in America.
Wowza. Is that the first track of the day?
It is.
That sounded very good, by the way. Looking forward to that. That's Joseph.
Yeah. And because, obviously, the pound went so tragically down on Friday.
Initially.
Yeah, we've got Dirty Sterling.
I thought that was in sort of like a reference to Sterling's rubbish performances at the Euros is, in France.
Is that as well?
Either way, it works.
Yeah, and then we got a great song from Asylums as well.
Well, let's kick off with the aforementioned Joseph. It was played on The Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. Get in touch on the Twitter at The Squeak.
Through the halls louder.
What did you break there?
Nothing. That was seamless, that.
It's seamless, yeah. Well, that was Joseph White Flag. They are currently touring with James Bay. And
yeah, that was excellent, that. But you will get to see them again very soon, potentially.
Yeah, because they're playing the Java Lounge in Hillsborough, Java Lounge Live, on Wednesday the 13th of July.
So definitely want to go and see. We've been, well, you've been a few times, haven't you? I've been the ones to see
Lake Como,
yeah, that's quite
right. Ordnance supporting.
Yes, and it's a cracking little venue. So I'd be very, very interested in going and seeing them again, because that was great.
Yeah.
Fans of Dido?
They're very folksy, aren't they? Very kind of pop folksy.
Well, Dido had a song out called White Flag, didn't she?
Yes, yeah. So. For some reason, I had David Gray's White Ladder in my head this morning when I listened to that. I don't know why.
Water and Wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like David Gray. Very good. He's got been doing touring. Has he got a new album out or a new single or something? I heard him on the radio.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like David Gray.
Actually, I've got a DVD of him playing live at the Point in Ireland, and the last song he does, which I've forgotten the name off the top of my head, it's just amazing to watch live how they play. The drummer is just amazing, and like the whole performance is great.
Well, Glastonbury's obviously started.
Yes.
This week, and Adele.
Well, that's for the sweepstake people out there. That's 17 minutes and 55 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the earliest. I think one show it was within the first minute, I think. Yeah. But yeah, Adele's. She headlined.
Oh, I watched a couple of her songs last night. Before quickly turning over to New Order.
she's wowed crowds at Glastonbury.
She was very good. There was actually an emergency in the crowd when I watched it, and they had to stop the show for a good couple of minutes, and she filled in the time just by talking.
Yeah, she's a great crowd pleaser, and I think what strikes people is how normal she is. Somebody said she'd seen her shopping in the Tesco around the corner or something as she'd arrived. You know.
Yeah, but then... I was watching it last night, and it seems very forced. And it's like a caricature of her own personality.
How dare you?
It is, though.
I don't think she's
playing up to that persona now, rather than being natural.
One thing she's always been a massive fan of Glastonbury anyway, but I think one thing that's been quite a common theme for her is the stage fright thing. So yeah. I think she's probably talking her way through her nerves, probably, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she's gotten over all that by now. The money will have helped.
Oh, you're very sceptical, James. Very sceptical.
I am indeed.
But no, she's wowed crowd. She had a selfie took with a girl that she got up on stage.
Yeah.
And apparently at least one couple has got engaged during the set. So that's nice, isn't it?
Oh, great.
Yeah. I remember once somebody proposed at Hillsborough at half time and they got booed.
Yeah, I remember at Barnsley, there was a Wednesday fan that proposed to a woman who was a Barnsley fan on the pitch at half time.
All right.
And that was just met with chants of, you don't know what you're doing.
It's harsh, but you know, that's the football world. Football world. I think, you know, it'd probably be better to get... You know, engaged at an Adele concert than at half time at a football match.
Well, we've had a tweet in from guess who?
Neil Hargreaves.
No.
Oh, Faith?
No, the other one.
Dave?
No.
Rachel?
Colton Maloney.
Oh, the other one? What do you mean by that?
I don't know, to be honest. I think I meant the other one.
The other listener.
The other listener that tweets us all the time.
Yeah.
But Carl says he listened to a bit of Adele on the way home from his gig last night.
Yeah.
He thought her talking was quite endearing.
That's exactly the word I used on the way in. And you went, now she's false.
It just feels false. I think to some extent it is. But it's basically, if you were a comedy actor that was doing a comedy version of Adele... You would just be Adele because she's doing it herself already.
So you're saying that she's sort of like, you know, charismatic and funny?
I'd say that she's putting on the whole I'm just a London girl, Cockney apples and pears down the way kind of girl. With lots of swearing for no reason.
with a bit like Alex Polizzi in The Hotel Inspector. And my Gregorian tea chest guest.
That, yes. But.
Can we cut your Cockney rhyming slang out? And use it as a promo clip?
Possibly.
We could make it a segment.
It was James's the worst Cockney rhyming slang ever.
I know, yeah. It can only get better, ladies and gents. Just to clear up any situation from last week, we did get a bit of a ribbing about the egg situation.
Yeah.
I had porridge this morning.
I quite liked last week's show, and then everybody's just been having a go at us for talking all about football and eggs for an hour.
Who cares?
I quite enjoyed it. I want to set the world straight on thick eggs.
There might be, yeah. Because I went to meet you and Ray in the pub on Thursday or whenever it was.
Yeah.
And Rachel, for some reason, produced a pair of Scotch eggs.
She has a never-ending handbag.
It's like a TARDIS handbag.
Yeah, with everything in it.
And she said, "Oh, do you want a Scotch egg?" So I'm like, "Yeah, okay, thanks, I'll have one." And there was one left, and you said no because it was a thick egg.
Yeah,
because it's hard-boiled egg inside a sausage outer.
I don't mind eating the sausage outer, but a thick egg.
You may as well just not bother. Yeah. You may as well get something else. I mean, I know you didn't buy it anyway.
No,
I like Scotch eggs, but no, I just had porridge today, so a lot easier and less mess.
I've bought some Alpen in the shopping this week.
Alpen?
I've not actually eaten it yet. Other brands are available.
Allegedly. I like Alpen. Alpens are all right. But again, I haven't. I just generally go for... What's your favourite cereal?
I like shredded wheat. But I don't eat much cereal. I don't eat much breakfast, to be honest.
Really?
No. I go straight through to lunchtime and then...
Oh, have a massive lunch.
Yeah, basically. That's it. I didn't get this figure from not eating.
That's what DJ Ski is. You don't get all that by looking at food.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't eat much breakfast, but I got some Alpen just to. I do like it occasionally, and occasionally I like some shredded wheat and stuff.
Mine's the honey coated cornflakes.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. Cornflakes are just boring, though, aren't they?
That's why I get the ones coated in sugar and nuts. It tastes a bit nicer.
You may as well just eat
shredded wheat.
Sugar.
Shredded wheat's just wheat, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shredded wheat. You can't say cornflakes are boring, but shredded wheat's nice.
Shredded wheat has...
It's like eating bales of hay with milk on it.
It has that crunchy texture to it, which is nice. It's actually nice.
You don't mean shreddies, do you?
No, shredded.
Shredded wheat.
Shredded wheat.
Cool whip. Oh, God. Cool whip. Cool whip.
Carl Maloney says he likes all eggs.
What cereals, though?
Yeah. Just been outside destroying my cereals.
Well, he was away in Ibiza. He didn't take his coat.
Oh yeah,
the first time he's been away.
You'd seen a picture of him in a coat.
No, that was when he was interviewing somebody for something.
I see.
But it's the first time he's been away from his coat.
Oh.
Since purchase.
Oh, Carl, and Carl is virtually attached to that coat, isn't he? It's like it's stuck on him.
I was going to say it's like a second skin.
He also says Frosties are the best.
And then some swear words. Yeah. It's turning into Adele. I like Frosties. There's not a great deal of difference between Frosties and... We're just mentioning brand names now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Then Crunchy Nut Cornflakes, because...
At least we're covering the whole market.
One's sugar, yeah. Yeah, we've only got 35 minutes, we'll have to be quick. One's got sugar and one's funny. And they're both sweet.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
I think Crunchy Nut Cornflakes are the adult version of Frosties, Carl.
How much milk do you have on them? Is there a measurement of milk that...
Is the egg a measure? I can... What? A measure? How can you possibly... What do you do?
Do you drown it in it?
No. Just until it becomes visible.
Right,
under
okay.
the flakes.
Under the flakes. As far as radio segments go,
what do you do? It depends what your bowls are shaped like. Mine have got like a square bottom, and then they sort of come out. If you've got,
you did say bowl, didn't you?
Bowl, yeah, yeah. Bowl. Bowl.
You got a square bottom, and what?
They've got like corners in the bottom, so it's not a rounded bowl.
All
it's
right.
not like spherical. What do you do? Do you measure it out and have the same amount of milk every morning?
No, I play it by eye. Do it by eye, but I generally have about the same amount.
Yeah, so as you start to be able to see the milk, that's when I stop. Because if you drown it, then the temptation is just to put more cereal in, then you just have like...
I think that's a good rule of thumb. That's another food top tip for this
week. Yeah, same one of those next week. Another one of those, should I say. So time for another song, I think. Give the listeners a break.
Yeah.
And it's track two.
It's Dirty Sterling. And She'll Get On It, their latest single. And they're playing the Crystal Stage at Tramlines on a Friday evening.
Oh, right, okay. So there's only three or four on the Friday?
Yeah, there's four, I think, on Connor Houston and then Dirty Sterling. 2.3 are playing for the first time since the 70s, I think.
Okay.
There you go.
So this is Dirty Sterling. Get in touch on the Twitter at The Squeak.
No soul, no self-esteem. The blood flows like a poison stream, but the poison keeps her hanging on. She had a life, but she let it go. Before the shakes in the street light glow. On a dark and tingy corner, her fix is just one layer away. So she tries to fix her hair, she tries to fix her dress. By any means is her game plan, she'll do it for less. She's a player of a life on the game. She's not fazed by the aches or the pain. She'll get on it right through till the morning sun. She'll get on it right through till the morning sun. She won't stop till the deal is done. She doesn't care whose heart she breaks. Whatever she sees, she takes. No pride, no self-respect, and no dreams, just side effects. So she tries to fix her hair, she'll never fix her dress. By any means it's her game plan, she'll do it for less. She's a player of a life on the game. She's not fazed by the aches or the pain. She's a player of a life on the game. She'll stand outside all night long. She don't care about the rain. She'll get on it.
Sheffield Live.
Yes, they're playing the Friday night at Crystal. 2.3, 48Ks, Connor Houston and Dirty Sterling that you just heard there.
It's going to be a good kickoff for the Friday night. I've still not been to see Connor Houston yet.
It's
so
great.
I'm looking forward, looking forward to it.
But yeah, what people do, this is a good tip for anybody going to Tramlines this year. Friday is great because a lot of the places are putting stuff on a Friday this year, whereas they haven't in previous years.
Yeah.
But a big tip is basically don't get wasted on the Friday night, because I've seen so many people do it like on a Saturday night last year. And then they miss most of Sunday. Yeah. And like Sunday is cracking as well this year. So yeah, that's top tip.
All 3 days are... you know, there's really, really good bands on. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I was a bit upset that, when I heard that the Devonshire Green stage isn't there this year.
Was it not? That was the exposed stage last year.
It was exposed last year. But it was a victim of the weather, I think, last year, and it wasn't very busy for a lot of the sets. And because it was also made up a lot of local bands that people can see through the year anyway, so it wasn't as busy.
I think because last year was the first year that it moved to Ponderosa Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe the other stage didn't do well enough.
It's just a shame. Yeah, as I say, it was a victim of weather. And I think there should be something on that stage.
Area. How do you feel about it, the main stage moving?
I think it was inevitable. It had to. It was getting so, so busy.
Mm.
Like, there was people on the... For the headliners, particularly on the Friday and on the Saturday and Sunday nights, there were people that had queued for, like, 3 hours not able to get in. When it was on Devonshire Green, so it had to move and accommodate more people.
I think it's a shame, though. I mean, it's a bit daft, but it was almost like our Glastonbury, wasn't it? That was like that was tramlines.
It still is.
Yeah, I know, but
it's a little bit out of the way. But what it's done is it's stretched its appeal a bit.
Yeah,
further.
I know.
So now, whereas, for instance, all the Shalesmore, Kelham Island pubs that did stuff, they felt a bit disconnected before, and now it's kind of all connected.
Yeah, it is a shame that but then again, you know, Sheffield doesn't tend to do a lot of integrating around the city. Everything just seems to happen in one place, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So now it's moved and now it's there.
Yeah, it's pulling
it's
everybody
a shame.
In.
It's a shame that stage is not there, because... Yeah, that's what.
I think that there should be another stage there.
Yeah,
it should be like the B stage kind of thing, a bit like the other stage at Glastonbury.
Yeah. That would be ideal.
Yeah, but apparently there's nothing there this year. The exposed stuff, I think, has moved to the O2.
Well, maybe when Neil Hargreaves reaches the top, he can put his own stage on.
Yeah, right.
The Neil Hargreaves stage.
Oh, he'd love that, with his face on it.
Oh, yeah. Big, big Neil face.
Yeah. Big, big Neil fat face.
What? In your opinion?
I'm allowed to say that.
In your opinion.
yeah.
Well, I was just looking at the history of Glastonbury. When it first started, it was, like, pretty much free, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the third time they did it, there was only, like, 500 people there. It was a bit strange to start off with, and then there was quite a gap. And then it picked up, but...
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere, though, isn't it? Especially back then, when it very first started.
Yeah. It's great, really, how it's got to how big it is today. Yeah. You know how much the tickets are now?
Far too much.
£228 they are this year.
It's interesting, though, because when you add it together for all the bands that you see over the weekend, and then you add what their normal ticket price would be if you saw them on separate occasions through the year... Then you're getting a bargain, really.
I mean, I agree. I've been see like, you know, U2, Kings of Leon, and you're probably looking at 80 quid, 70, yeah. 80 quid.
I think with something like this, it's not just about music, you're paying for the experience.
Yeah, and it's like a 5-day event now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
It's an experience, not just a music event.
Well, they estimate about 170,000 people are going this year, or something like that. So that's like £40 million. Just in ticket sales.
Yeah, but
and then
imagine
all
what
the advertising.
Having to pay Adele and Coldplay and
that's,
Muse.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, how much do you think they'll want?
A decent amount for...
You reckon?
Yeah. And then they'll also get all the publishing fees, the PPL fees and stuff for being broadcast.
How much do you reckon?
Lots.
literally.
Can't put a figure
literally
on it.
Lots of money.
Yeah. Can't put a figure on it, I don't think. But do you remember back in the days of movie stars, the big movie star in the 90s? And it was always a battle between Arnold Schwarzenegger and
Sylvester Stallone.
And it got to the point where they were fighting to be the highest paid star. Then John Travolta did a film. I can't remember which one it was. And he wanted to be the highest paid star, male star in Hollywood, like famously. And they refused to pay him more than the £20 million Stallone had got for his last film. And so they eventually settled, after negotiating for ages, on $20 million and $1. Just so that he could say that he was the highest paid male star in Hollywood.
How fickle is that?
Yeah. But I could imagine, like, Glastonbury's a similar kind of situation.
Really? I don't know. I mean, that'd be like, headlining Glastonbury's got to be up there with, like, the best thing that you can do as a musician.
Yeah.
One of the best gigs that you'll ever play.
Yeah, you also want paying for doing it as well.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that, but do you think greed will come into it?
Well, it will do down the line, because as well they'll have their agents. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Basically, at that level, you're just a commercial machine. You're not necessarily just a band that everyone listen to, or an artist. You're
a moneymaker.
A money-making machine for lots of people, and lots of people want their split of the pot.
Yeah, fair enough. Hmm.
It's an interesting thought, though.
Bit depressing.
Like tramlines having to move to a bigger stage, but by going to a bigger stage, it means that they can now afford to have bigger acts. Which is why we've got better headliners year on year, generally.
Who's headlining this year? I don't even know.
We've got Catfish and the Bottlemen on one night. We've got Khalees and someone else. Who is it? Someone else. You're asking the man that generally doesn't go to the ticketed event.
I haven't been. Well, saying that, I haven't been since... When did they start charging?
It was about its third year or so, wasn't it?
Thing is, I mean...
So it's eighth outing this time, wasn't it?
Back then, I was working retail, so I was working weekends.
Yeah.
So there was... I couldn't really go anyway. Unless
you could.
It off.
Just go straight after work, in the uniform.
Oh, God. No, absolutely not.
I once did that when I worked at a DIY supplier when I left school. I went to a gig.
Is that the one that's got their name on it?
Yes, that's the one. I went to a gig straight after work because somebody got me last-minute tickets. And it was a Reef gig at the Octagon, and it was a great gig. And I ended up in my uniform stage diving and crowd surfing, and then realised that I nearly killed someone because I had my steel-toe-capped boots on. Dived into the crowd and took out someone's head.
Broke somebody's eye socket.
Yeah.
Wowza.
I'll not be doing that again.
who do we have last year? It was Basement Jacks last year.
Yes.
And Ian Brown. Sure he did last year.
No, it wasn't Ian Brown. It was...
I think it was.
No, it was Charlatans, wasn't it? Something like that.
Oh, yeah, it might have been. Or the lead singer out of the Charlatans. Or was it the Charlatans?
I think it was the Charlatans, wasn't it? Oh, I don't know.
Again, I didn't go, but yeah. I suppose you're right, yeah.
Wasn't it Public Enemy as well on one of the nights?
Not sure.
Someone like that. But yeah.
Anyway, get yourself down.
Yeah.
Get yourself down.
I avoid the ticketed event mainly because there's just so much good stuff happening in the free venues. And I like to support all the free venues. That's not to say Tramlines isn't a fantastic lineup again.
No, it is good. I'm just looking forward to seeing Slow Readers again.
Yes.
Really am. Really
indeed.
Am. Anyway, should we have a bit of Liberty Ship?
Yeah. Well, if you go on the Saturday to Tramlines and you watch the Slow Readers Club, and they're followed by October Drift, and then they're followed by Liberty Ship.
Liberty Ship, yeah.
This is their nice little pop treat.
Called Smasher.
Called Learning to Fly.
Yeah, it's just coming up to 20 to 3. We're on until 3, and then DJ Ski's following us with Platinum Plates. But this is Liberty Ship on the Squeak 93.2 FM.
Yeah, so Paul Fletcher of Paul Fletcher Music fame has tweeted us, saying that he's listening to The Squeak and Liberty Ship Band, loves that track, it's a great summer track, which it certainly is.
Yes, and Sheffield's own Liberty Ship will be playing the Crystal Stage on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
At Tramlines.
Saturday night, following up after Slow Readers Club, after October Drift,
great
before
lineup.
The Wenatchee Tribe.
Great lineup.
Yeah. Marvelous. It is a class lineup.
Yeah.
And yeah, Paul Fletcher also agrees with Carl Maloney that Frosty's rule. I have to disagree.
Yeah, shredded wheat, Mr. Boring. But yeah, Paul Fletcher's playing in Huddersfield on the 2nd.
At the Parish, by any chance?
It is indeed.
Yeah, good venue.
Yeah, he was. We should have been playing the Sheffield on Show yesterday, but the weather really, really turned bad yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And unfortunately couldn't, but he stayed in Sheffield and went to see Eden, who played at Washington last night.
Yeah, so Sheffield on Show didn't happen, I didn't know that.
Parts of it did, but parts of it didn't because of the rain. But
it's like Liverpool Calling, that's been cancelled as well this year.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
It's a real shame, this because the weather this week has been absolutely dire. It's been...
Yeah.
It's like I was out on Friday and it was sunny and then... Torrential, and then sunny, and then torrential.
It was sunny and torrential at the same time at points. It was absolutely crazy weather. We're in monsoon season.
Yeah, so it would seem. So it would seem.
Global warming is happening right now.
It's because we've left the EU.
We haven't left it yet.
Got to blame something. Just keeping it local, we're obviously part of the S6 crew. Are you S6?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which suburb in Sheffield has been voted one of the best places to live in Britain, do you think, James Hargreaves?
I would imagine that's kind of the S10 area, is it?
It is indeed.
Yeah,
yeah it is, yeah. So Crooks, Crosspool, Ranmore have been named among some of the best places to live in a survey about Britain.
Nice.
Yeah. Also covers sort of Fulwood and all that way, so it's the posh bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The area where the Yorkshire Ripper got caught, isn't it?
Was it?
I believe so, around that end.
I know the story of that, because we had a local bobby that used to come into our school and sort of like, I don't know really, like a community officer. And he said that he, when he got arrested, he used the toilet, but he didn't. He went to hide his screwdriver and whatever.
He went for a wee behind a big skippy bin thing.
But then when they actually took him into the police station, he actually did need a wee.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, that's strange. What's all that about? Indeed. So they went back and found his...
hammer.
Was it a hammer?
It was a hammer.
Did he not have a screwdriver as well?
I think
he had a selection of tools that he used to murder people.
He mainly used a hammer. I know this just because I've studied it quite a bit.
Okay.
Which sounds bad. I'm making myself out to be honest. Have you ever read the transcripts of his interview after he was arrested?
No.
You can find them online, and it is one of the most harrowing things I've ever read.
Really?
It's horrible. Which is how I know it used a hammer.
Oh, excellent. Hmm. Marvellous.
That's a nice, bright, cheery subject for Sunday.
Why does it always come back to death?
I don't know.
It was you this week.
There's something Freudian actually about that, isn't there? Oh, no, we're not allowed to say Freud anymore, are we?
That's how Brummies like their eggs, innit?
Yeah, indeed. But not too thick.
I'll have a thin egg, please. Freud. Yeah.
Still 1-0 in the match between France and the Republic.
Do you know, radio, I happened to put... It's because I was watching the football. I happened to put Absolute Radio on Saturday morning when I was in the car. And Frank Skinner...
Big until that.
Big until that, no. That's the voice of man. But the host of the Saturday morning show is Frank Skinner.
Oh, yeah, he's good. I like Frank Skinner.
He's got to be the most boring, morbid person in the world. And he's a terrible presenter. They played Kasabian Fire.
People in glass houses, Luke.
Look, I'm rubbish at running all this broken equipment, but I can actually speak. You know what I mean? And he'd finished Kasabian and Fire.
Yeah.
There was about a second's dead air, again, granted, hold my hands up, I've done that at least once. And then he went, that was Kasabian with Fire. And I was just like, what am I listening to here?
Frank Skinner.
Terrible.
I have another guilty pleasure programme that I watch, which is on iPlayer.
Okay.
Which is Frank Skinner on Demand.
Oh, God.
And it's basically him.
Talking to the wrong person.
He sits with another celebrity and just talks about three shows that they've watched on iPlayer recently. And it's genuinely interesting. I've found some good programmes to watch from it as well.
I'm going to say people will watch or listen to any old rubbish, but then again, people in glass houses.
Exactly. What can we say?
Yeah. So, no, I wasn't a big fan. But they really do market Frank Skinner on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, it was a big draw. He used to sell out arenas, he did.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he a comedian?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't you remember... Oh, you're too young, probably, for Fantasy Football League with Badil and Skinner. You obviously remember Three Lions, don't you?
Well...
The song.
I know the song. I don't really remember it. I was only about 5 or 6 when it came out.
Oh, well, Fantasy Football League was one of the best TV programmes that's ever been made.
Wow. Wowza. No, not seen it. But he did. Didn't he come out recently and say there's not been a good song since we did Three Lions on a Shirt?
A good England song.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Because basically they can't better what they did with Three Lions.
Yeah. I mean, I thought a bit big-headed, but... Yeah. Probably right, to be fair. They haven't been a very good one.
Football songs are generally terrible.
Yes. Yes.
Especially if you get Anton Deck to do them like they did in 2002.
Awful. Awful. Terrible. Yeah. Anyway, should we have another good song?
Yes, and it is a really good song as well. I absolutely love this. And continuing the theme, on the Sunday night at Tromlines Crystal Stage, you'll be able to listen to Asylums with a song a little bit like this. This one's Necessary Applications.
Just 10 minutes left of the squeak then for this week. If you've missed us, you can catch us on the podcast. We're on iTunes and Acast. And if you know any bands that are in want of airplay, get in touch. This is Asylums.
Sheffield Live.
Oh, I love the energy in that track.
Yeah.
Great. Asylum's Necessary Applications, and again, Sunday night at the Crystal Stage. Paul Fletcher has tweeted us asking, didn't Ian Brody have Right Three Lions or have something to do with it? It did indeed. Ian Brody from the the Lightning Seeds.
Ah.
He did indeed. He did the music, Badil and Skinner did the lyrics.
Okay.
It's a great song.
It's now 50 Years of Hurt, not 30.
It is. I love the Lightning Seeds album, Jollification, by the way. That is such an uplifting album.
Check it out. Is it, is it on the streaming sites now?
I would imagine so. I've not listened to it for a while, but it's...
Because Adele's put her album on now.
She has indeed.
25.
Yeah. I look forward to not playing that.
Not quite as uplifting, I will probably hazard a guess.
Yeah, it's one extreme to the other.
Listen to Adele first and then Lightning Seeds. Yeah. Who do you think will be the next Prime Minister? Because obviously Dodgy Dave said he's going to retire. Resign, whatever.
You see, I think... And what have we got? Just a couple of minutes. So
you think we're not going to come out and he's going to stay on? He's going to reverse his decision?
No, he's not going to reverse his decision. What he's done is a very clever move.
Okay.
In that he said all along he was going to invoke Article 50 as soon as the result came in, if it was a Leave vote, which he didn't do. And he's not done it because he doesn't want that to be his legacy. So whoever comes in has... Basically, the question they're going to be asked is, when you get power... Are you going to invoke Article 50? That's the only question they're going to get asked in the campaign for becoming leader. And none of them want to.
Well, surely the Leave people will.
Nope.
Like Boris and Gove.
No. Boris didn't do it because he wanted to leave. He did it to try and position himself as the next Prime Minister. But what he wanted was for David Cameron to do the Article 50 thing, opinion.
Yeah.
And then come in and... make things better as Boris.
Yeah.
But now what he's got to do, he's got to make one of the most unpopular decisions a Prime Minister will have ever made as soon as they come in, which they won't do.
Yeah, but they've got to do it anyway because we voted to leave.
No, they don't.
Of course they do.
No.
They do.
It's not legally binding. The referendum is advisory. You don't have... The legislation wasn't written to say that they had to do it.
But they will, though.
No.
I know you think they won't, but they must. They will.
No. I think that they will likely... But the most likely scenario for me is that they will try and renegotiate a better deal again in Europe and then put it to another referendum.
Well,
that's my political insight for the week.
Well, who knows? We'll have to see. Did you ever have... Completely change the subject now. Yeah. Did you ever get a job through the summer?
Not necessarily a summer job. Why would you get a summer job? Because it's the best time of the year to not be working.
To not be working, yeah, I know. I don't know. Well, one woman's been arrested for shoplifting.
Right.
Right. Because she got a job working undercover for a company called Mystery Shopping UK.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's happened in Manchester. Police in Manchester have issued a warning about this scam that originated in Devon. She went... It's a bit bizarre, really, because she was going into, like, Boots and Wilkinson's and places like that, claiming she'd been employed to be a shoplifter to see how, like, easy it was. And then she'd have to send the stuff to this company.
Yeah.
So they were literally just getting people to steal from.
That's a brilliant idea.
Ingenious, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do it, everyone, but that's a genius idea.
Don't do it, no, don't do it. Because, you know, these companies that, like, say... they want people to go in and test out customer service and stuff. Well,
I've done that myself before.
Yeah. This was.
But you end up buying the stuff. It's not that you try and steal the stuff.
Oh yeah, no. The mystery shopping is generally to measure customer service.
Yeah.
This was propositioned as a how good is the security in this store?
But there is companies that do that. But what they do is they will go around with a trolley, a shopping trolley, and they will try and manipulate the items so that you don't scan them and things like that.
Yeah.
And then, once it's gone through, they will then stop, call for a manager, and get the manager to come over and then identify themselves and say, you've missed this, this and this.
Yeah.
So you don't take it out of the building and actually steal it.
I mean, what do you think, though? Do you think people are a bit naive, or do you think It's a.
Hey, people are looking for jobs, and if it sounds legit,
well, that's the thing. What the argument is you know, if you're getting offered 100 quid,
yeah,
a time, it's probably too good to be true. And generally, things that are too good to be true or sound too good to be true are.
If it sounds legit and people are desperate for jobs, a lot of people, so yeah, they'll go for it, thinking it's a proper job.
Well. Just about time for us to leave. DJ Ski's here and he's setting up his platinum plates. Yeah. It's a MacBook Pro. How are you doing? Destroyed the illusion.
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, I'm all right. I think people thought, yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself thoroughly.
Well, Paul Sellers does it properly. Oh, I made him jump again today, by the way. My favourite thing is to come in.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Sorry. He does it properly.
He uses these old looking things here.
I've got mine, I'm preserving it.
Oh, he's preserving it, yeah.
Yeah.
He's leaving a legacy as DJ Ski.
That's right.
I came in today, though. All right, we'll move on. I came in today, and my favourite thing is to get him, you know, when he's like playing one song into another, because he does it properly. And and he'd got the headphones in, and I came in and went, hello, and he absolutely jumped out of his skin. It's my favourite thing, isn't it, James?
It is. You do it to everybody.
Sounds like this used to get me every week for months and months and months.
There's nothing funnier than making somebody jump, though. I think it's really funny.
All right, yeah, unless it's you're the one that's jumping.
Oh, well, you know.
I'm not allowed to do that at home. I am not allowed to boo her, is her own words.
Boo. Oh, as in
boo.
Yeah, she gets scared. Her instinct, her natural reaction
is to
lash out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's probably for the best
I don't do it. Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back same time next week, 2 o'clock on 93.2 FM, but we're going to hand over to DJ Ski. Like I say, if you've missed us, catch us on the podcast on iTunes and Acast, and we'll see you next week. Oh no, James is away.
Yeah, I'm away next week.
Anyway, see you later. After.
Bye.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.